Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss measures being implemented to stimulate economic growth. Here's an excerpt of the conversation.
What are the main elements of this fiscal prudence program?
Well, essentially, the problem has been that we inherited an unsustainable debt. So that the heart of the challenge is essentially not to grow the debt. And that in turn means that we have to maintain very tight control of our budget. Because we have in effect been spending more on importing goods than we are in fact earning from the export of goods and services. That has caused us as a country to have to borrow. That is reflected also in the budget itself. And we have managed a program, and a program with the support of the International Monetary Fund and the other multilateral institutions, which has been aimed at rebuilding credibility through demonstrating that we are managing our debt downwards and containing the expenditures. But I want to add two other dimensions to what we have been doing, because our program also entails ensuring that we maintain a basic level of social spending to protect the vulnerable. Certainly, that's one of the quantitative targets that are in the review program, and we have met that target. And we have also put specific targets for the amount of capital expenditure, because there's always a risk that as you manage down your expenditures, you end up sacrificing the development expenditures on your capital side. And this year, for example, we are spending about double what we spent in the previous year on the capital side, difficult though it has been.
So it is not a contractionary program at the expense of programmed growth?
No. But what we have been able to do is to ensure that even as we contain these expenditures, a lot of the expenditures that have been contained are, you know, interest expenditures, for example, on the debt as a consequence of the national debt exchange. We have been able to contain our expenditures on wages and salaries because of the agreements which we have had with the public sector workers. And by virtue of a closer monitoring of expenditures and project implementation, as well as other recurrent expenditures.
So in terms of the indices for fiscal prudence, we have been doing well. The numbers are encouraging.
Yes, the numbers are encouraging. Debt is down as a percent of GDP. We are spending within the available resources of government. It's been very difficult. I wouldn't want to minimize the effects of this, you know, whether it is in the road repair program, even though we have managed to do a lot of that with the limited resources available. But there's a lot of hardship. But the fact of the matter is that the long-term solution to this difficulty is in creating an environment which facilitates not the government opening business, but private investors, small, medium, large, very large, undertaking the expenditures which will provide jobs and growth that will give people not seasonal work, Christmas time, Independence time, or low wage work only, but work that is sustainable. And that's what we're trying to do. But the adjustment is a difficult adjustment, no doubt about it.
The initiatives in tax reform are aimed at building out this economic program, aimed at stimulating growth.
Yes, that is not the only thing. But those initiatives, yes, I would venture to say is perhaps one of the more far-reaching set of reform measures that has been put in place over the past 2-3 decades.
That was Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. Join us tomorrow for part 2 of the discussion.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.